Thank you for calling BizFi, your one-stop source for business financing. Please note, calls may be monitored for quality assurance. If you know your party's extension, you may...
Anthony?
Hey, Jeff. Sorry to bother you again, but there's another deal that the sales rep has been kind of on my tail about for the past few weeks.
So it's one,
you know how it is, but yeah. It's called Great Lakes Recreational. Okay.
Yeah. What was the last email that? Because I know Zulo recently emailed you guys.
Okay.
About
that. So me and David were actually going back and forth because you were on vacation. Did you have a good vacation, by the way?
It was mediocre at best.
Okay. me and David were going back and forth, and I basically, he had some questions about the ownership, and so I sent him some documentation, like the K-1s and the Schedule C, and he basically said that's fine. He said we should have a decision soon, and I haven't heard anything back since the 3rd, so.
Okay, so I see the P&L. You said on the 3rd?
Yeah, on the 3rd, we were going back and forth quite a bit.
Okay, all right. We'll probably get Ron back over.
Let me text him, because he...
Yeah. Oh, so David was asking for proof of sale from the prior owner, and the merchant was really confused because she said she never sold the business. She's had it ever since it started. And then David asked for the K-1, and I said they don't have a K-1 because they only have a Schedule C. They're only a sole prop. So I sent over to Schedule C, and he said...
Oh, okay. So this is what we saw when we did our background checks. There were several changes to the business in May of 2016, including a change of the DBA to Heights Rental. On the 2015 tax return, the business shown as a sole prop heads to Schedule C, but now we're being told it's an LLC.
Yeah.
The merchant's wife is Gregory Height. So yeah, if it is, so that's where we got hit, that's where we got the, you know, something had to be filed to change it from the sole prop to the LLC.
Okay.
We would need to see the articles of organization, corporation, what have you, to show basically the share breakdown of the ownership, because Schedule C is not going to suffice anymore because it's not a sole prop anymore.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's per whatever. You emailed that to me on the 26th.
Okay. And then so that document I sent over on the 26th, that wasn't sufficient enough?
What, did the Schedule C?
Yeah, the Schedule C.
It would have been if it was still a sole prop.
Okay, I see what you're saying, but because now it's an LLC, you need
because
some kind of proof.
LLC, yeah. There's no way to verify that she is still, 100% owner. Even with the Schedule C on a marriage filing jointly, the husband can easily have ownership in it.
Okay.
And that's something more we figure out, later on. It's not always the case. But since they changed legal entities, there's got to be some kind of paper. There's got to be some paperwork. With
okay.
the government and with the company internally, with the company itself, to show,
so that there's registered at the state as an LLC.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Correct. And like, who's, where the ownership breakdown goes to? Because now you have legal.
Okay.
Legally speaking, someone has to own a majority or all or however it is.
Yeah. Would an SOS result be sufficient enough for that?
No, it wouldn't, because I would just have the registered agent.
Okay.
I'd probably have her regardless, since it is, whether she was 100%, 80%, it's gonna show her.
Okay. Absolutely. I'll go ahead and pass this information on to the sales rep. But, yeah, thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it, Jeff.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sipping out, Yeah, so I'm heading out of the office now, right after I finish Grandy's, but I'll have my email, so you guys
okay.
can email me for whatever you need.
Okay, I think this should about cover it for today for us, but, yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.